Now the sound of the gavel and the full body is called to order. People are rising. We await the, ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable William A. Egan, Governor of the State of Alaska. Shaking hands as he comes down the aisle, about ready to approach the rostrum. Gives a big handshake to Governor. Says hello to Fairbanks and Doug Herring, who's right there. He's escorted by Senator Terry Miller, a Republican of Fairbanks, member of the Senate, and Gene Miller, a Democrat from Fairbanks. Governor William A. Egan.
After all the effort that went into this, preparing this introductory speech, he started
before
to speak without
the speech of the governor, Howard Bradshaw will...
You know, it's been a time-honored tradition...
Howard Bradshaw is stating...
...that we extol the virtues and the record of the governor of the state when he visits here in joint session. That would be redundant and unnecessary, because the record of public service of Governor William Egan has been extolled and expressed in every village and every hamlet of the state. But I thought something unique that hasn't been done before, that hasn't been said throughout the state, should be found for this occasion. I was unable to, but Chauncey Croft was able to think of something, Senator Chauncey Croft, I mean. And I'd like to say this about Bill that's never been said before in my opinion. He's a governor of three decades. He was our only governor in 1950s. He was the first governor in the 1960s, and he's the first governor of the 1970s, Governor William Egan.
Thank you very much, Mr. President of the Alaska State Senate, Mr. Speaker of the Alaska State House of Representatives, members of the State Senate, members of the House of Representatives. This is the time prescribed in the Constitution of the State of Alaska when the governor first advises the legislature and the people of Alaska on his views concerning the affairs of state. At this time and at other times, it is my duty to recommend those measures I consider necessary to the orderly pursuit of the purposes and objectives of our state government. Before me today, I see many old friends, wise in the ways of the legislative process. I also see many new faces bringing freshening experience to these legislative halls. Without exception, I see men and women who, whatever their differences, share with me total dedication of talent and spirit to the purposes of building a prosperous, just, and peaceful Alaska. As I approach this task prescribed in our Constitution, I am conscious of the resources in thought and energy which you, the elected members of the legislative branch, can bring to the analysis of the affairs of this state. I am ever mindful of the duty of each of you to make his own assessment of the condition of the state and of the measures which might be necessary to further the interests of its people. I do not suggest, therefore, that it is my duty alone to propose and yours only to dispose. We share a common responsibility for the definition of legislative concerns. It is my belief that in an atmosphere of mutual respect, we can work cooperatively, bearing in mind that each of us brings different experience to the tasks of government and necessarily has differences of opinion on the best way to proceed. These differences must and can be worked out. A team that is not pulling together is working at cross purposes. It is my hope that when the session now opening comes to an end, we will find that through working together, we will have developed a solid approach to the opportunities open to us in the 1970s. Each of our efforts and concerns should be seen in relation to the overall objectives of governmental policy. Only in this way can the priorities of government be properly assessed. The hard questions of government are not whether a proposal is good or bad, but whether, in a limited resource economy, the urgency of one program outweighs that of another. With that in mind, one of my earliest acts upon taking office was to stimulate and expand the work of the Program Budgeting Study Project authorized by the legislature last year as a part of the continuing effort to bring modern management techniques to our state government. Through this project, I hope we can build a more accurate picture of what the state is doing and provide a tool useful to the legislature, the governor, and every department of state government. This tool will help us evaluate the success of our programs. Not only will it measure efficiency in the terms of dollars spent, it will also provide a guide assuring that every program produces the intended benefits for people. As we take a hard look at our programs, we will further identify many areas where organizational change would clarify priorities or improve efficiency in the operation of government. We should not pursue change for the sake of change, nor should we attempt major reorganization without careful planning. One area of reorganization has already been given substantial study by the legislature itself and is urgently needed to meet the demands of the times for adequate recognition and protection of the Alaskan environment. Following the pioneering work of the Alaska Legislative Council, I intend to propose legislation establishing a cabinet-level Department of Environmental Affairs with responsibility for maintaining clean air and pure water throughout the state and establishing adequate environmental surveillance of the design and construction of major public and private works in the state building, including pipelines. Education will continue to get the level of priority support which it enjoyed in my previous terms as governor. We will be watching carefully for the need for remedial legislation as the state-operated school or reorganization plan adopted last year is implemented. In this reorganization, we will be embarking upon a new adventure in education in Alaska. On July 1, the state-operated schools will begin operating much as would a new and separate department of government. The board required for the state-operated system will be appointed in the near future. We will have a loan program of financial support for students attending private educational institutions. As one of several means in which investment policy can be used for socially desirable ends, we will adopt a policy of purchasing for investment federally guaranteed student loans. In several ways, investment policy may be adjusted to provide investment in Alaska and in Alaska Human Resources. I will propose guidelines redirecting the bank participation housing loan programs to lower income groups which have the greatest need for help in securing mortgage financing. The maximum dollar limits on veterans loans should be raised to realistic levels. In areas where housing is a critical problem, we should support the men and women of the Alaska National Guard with expanded housing opportunities. The state has long relied heavily on information gained from private sources concerning the location and value of its natural resources. A new philosophy is needed in our approach to selection and timing of our natural resource development. A strong geophysical division will be proposed to strengthen the capacity of the Department of Natural Resources to adequately identify and appraise Alaska's subsurface wealth. We will thus be assured of obtaining full value and benefits from our natural resources. The proposals of the Federal Law Land Review Commission will stir action in the Congress of the United States as well as in this legislature. We must carefully monitor these proposals in Congress. We should also consider how best to respond to the Commission's wise proposals for joint federal-state land use planning. Not only is joint use planning vital to the selection of the state's public land base, but all Alaskans have a vital interest in the management of residual lands in Alaska that will remain in federal ownership. The resources of the sea must be conserved and developed as much as those of the land. At a later date, I will request funding for a major program which includes clearing of salmon streams and stocking of various barren lakes. The continuing problem of the impact of unlimited entry on the fishing resource and the fishermen's economy will get a new, fresh appraisal. Careful study should be given to the need for state constitutional revision in support of the state's efforts in resource fisheries management. We will need marine research laboratories and institutes to carry out conservation and development of our ocean resources. The work to be conducted and the training of people to do it can best be accomplished where the resources are found. It is sensible and logical, for example, that these facilities, when they are built, be located in important seacoast communities such as Kodiak and Seward in the westward areas. The time has come when the state must vigorously make clear to the Congress and the executive branch of the government of the United States our unyielding determination to fight for extension of control of our fisheries resources to the limits of the continental shelf. I will be submitting to you at an early date for your consideration a resolution petitioning the President and the Congress to take action on this matter. Development of recent years have underlined the need for coordinated planning of development in those areas of Alaska which lack local government capacity. The settlement of the native land claims question this year, and the expansion of activity in the more sparsely settled and vacant areas of Alaska will make this situation more acute. I will look forward to the legislature proposals for the organization of the unorganized.